I really came here to start a story or what have you and have different segments about it. But it's not as easy as you think to tell a story. But then I found myself asking, who the hell is Medusa? Who in the hell is Medusa on The Masked Singer? So, you know, my daughter, she loves The Masked Singer. And we watch it on a loop once in a while. Well, I shouldn't say once in a while. So we're going to watch it on a loop until she's done memorizing every single episode. You know, she's got a lot of big dreams. One day she said, hey, Mom, can we swing by Ken Jeong's work and see how he's doing? Yeah. You know, to make it that easy. You know, just get up, walk out your door, and fly all the way to Los Angeles or wherever he's at. In her mind, it's simple as that. And why can't it be, right? So then, you know, therein lies the guilt. For me, I never thought that, you know, I'd be in this position again. I mean, you know, I had my third child when I turned 40. She was born 2 days later, and thought I was in a good place financially, and I was, and things were going good. You know, she had a clothes allowance and all those things that my boys didn't have when they were little. You know, different, and just being able to hand over money for her to do things, you know, extracurriculars and stuff like that. So here we are. Now I'm on to getting cut off at the knees when they're already gone. I've been, you know, working since I was 11. So 11 years old, I was in the blueberry fields every summer until I got a job that wasn't in the blueberry fields. So in 1987, I was 11, and they started taxing blueberries in 1987. So I started having taxes taken out of me then. So fast forward to now, you know, I'm not drowning yet, but I have in the past, and this is very scary, folks. I do have medical issues, and I'm trying to make them better. I go to the gym 5 days a week, and I do water aerobics at least for 2 hours. It's rough, but I do it because I want to get stronger, and I want to be able to get back out in the workforce. My income isn't even a quarter of what I used to get, and I just got cut off at the knees and had a quarter of that taken. So, is it poop? Is it poop? Okay, go ahead. All right, get people fucking beeping at me because I saw a kid and I thought he was gonna take their crosswalk and I wasn't about to hit him, so they can fucking hit me if they want to. Fucking A. People are fucking ignorant, I'm telling you. This is why this is raw and cut and unedited, because you never know what's gonna happen or what I'm gonna fucking say. So piss me right the fuck off, why don't ya? Just like yesterday when I called Social Security office to ask them if they could take little S out so that we can survive, actually, you know, while we're working on different facets of our lives to try and make things better for our daughter. So yeah, I just almost got rear-ended, but I'd rather do that than fucking run over a 10-year-old so they can kiss my fucking ass back there. Ugh, fucking people, piss me right the fuck off. And they can follow me right into the YMCA parking lot, because then I can drive their heads right into their goddamn fucking steering wheel. Anyway, I'm not really that violent, but I have to tell you, it's because I do bitch like that and I get it out. And I don't always bitch in front of other people because I don't want to bring their day down. But let me tell you what. So anyway, this isn't a poor pity me party. This is a fucking, like, what do, right? Like I'm a rat in a cage. I go this way and it gets a pushback. I go this way and it gets another pushback. I do think positively out of it all, though. I feel like things are going to come out on top. And they have to, because I can't accept it any other way. You know, and when I called the Social Security office, this guy, he said, I can tell you right now, I'm not even going to open your record because there's no way that you can do that. So sometimes I get crazy and flip out, but I didn't because he has access to my records, right? So right now, yes, I am on SSDI, but you know what? I paid that motherfucking insurance, okay? I paid that shit. And I have all of my fucking credits to retire. And I can't. I'm too young. Of course, other factors factor into that. And it's re-fucking-diculous because I would be getting double what I'm getting right now. And my husband doesn't fucking work. Well, he does. It's per diem. You know, he's my daughter's father and he's a good guy and I don't want to shit on him. So I won't. You know, this fucking pisses me off. I get honked at because I'm trying to stop for a kid that's crossing the street. Oh, yeah, motherfuckers. I'd rather them honk at me and hit me in my ass than fucking hit that kid, let me tell you what. And he was scared, too, because he totally went the other way. And anyway, he's alive and he's walking. He's finishing walking, so that's a good thing. But, you know, my daughter, she's so wonderful and she has so many talents. And I'm just worried that I'm not going to get on them quick enough or be able to afford them quick enough to, you know, help her do that. I mean, if there was a thing that I could do, you know, and just have someone pay directly for her extracurriculars, I am not above asking for that, you know, and I'll muddle through and make sure other things are done. Because, just put it this way, one day I was asked by someone who's close to me if I needed to borrow money. And my response was, I don't even have the money to borrow money. Because I didn't want to borrow money and then not be able to pay it back and all that shit. You know, and she said, are you sure? Blah, 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 because I don't need it back and blah, blah, blah. But because in my mind, I didn't know when or how I was going to be able to pay it back, I definitely said no and just, excuse me, muddled through. So, you know, I do a lot of stuff for a lot of people, but I don't do it for anything in return. And, you know, sometimes when people try to repay me or reciprocate, I don't accept it. And I have someone in my life right now that's making me see that I need to fill my cup too. And I should know that because I did go homeless at one point because I was trying to make sure somebody stayed out of a nursing home and the company went under that I was working for. So I wasn't getting paid. So for almost 2 months and already like not middle class, I was still paying my bills. And then one day I didn't have any money. So we went homeless. And then I worked 3 jobs to get back on top. So, you know, having this person in my life and a little birdie in my head that says, you're taking me where I need to go. If I want to give you gas money, you need to let me. And that's really hard for me. Yeah, I'm doing something for someone else, but it is hard for me to accept that. Anything that I do accept now, I think of my daughter. It's easier to accept help from someone, but I know that I can't, it's not sustainable, right? So that's my thing in the beginning is like, if it's not sustainable, then why do it? You know, I guess the biggest thing for, but what's funny is if someone wanted to donate a house or a car, you know, and it doesn't have to be this, but my daughter wants a 2023 blue Audi. like an SUV type deal. She was looking at them the other day because we have an Audi. It's a 2008. My son's father bought it for us a couple years ago. And she just loves it, you know? So it's funny because I'm not opposed to that, you know? Buy me a house, buy me a car, and I'll show you what I can do. Or let me loose with $1 million, It won't be $1 million for long, or it'll be invested, but, you know, there's three different places and different foundations that I want to do, and I want to make a couple of my own. I've even put out there for someone to take my ideas and run with them, because I don't have the money to do them, but I want the people that would be helped with these foundations to benefit from it. So this is real, raw, and uncut. I'm going into the gym now. I'll be back with another segment, and I hope you enjoy this one. Any feedback is good. Thank you.